This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, you have to admit, I mean, I have no bones on either side. I hate both of them, so I don't care. I've never liked either one of them, the Giants and Patriots. But, Carbrot, you can't even deny that that pass interference. Like, what you said it best. Why even have the rule?
Yeah, and that's the hard part about it, because he clearly, I think it was Jones, he clearly interfered with Tate there. He had his arms around him before the ball was there. It's just as clear pass interference as you can get. For whatever reason,
how do you not reverse
they
that?
They put this rule in this year, and this has been a problem with this is not the first time this year that this has come up where a coach has challenged a play like this and they have not overturned it. It seems like they only put this rule in for the extremely egregious ones, like the Rams-Saint game in the NFC title game, and plays like that where, you know, either the game's not in doubt or it doesn't really matter. They're not overturning them. It's like they don't want you challenging those plays. Did it mean anything in the game?
If they go down and score, they backdoor cover.
With 4 minutes left of the game, the officiating crew and the people in New York at the booth, they're not worried about backdoor covers. They don't care about
Okay,
that
well, then stuff. Forget about that. Then how about just a blatant pass interference, and then you're so stupid that you don't – how do you in good conscience have a job – and get paid a salary to sit in front of a TV and watch that and sit there and lie to the American public that that wasn't pass interference? That was as bad as any pass interference I've seen this year. That was so obvious. And as far as bettors, it affects everybody. I don't care. They don't care, but it affects everybody else. So they should, Pharrell, and care, because it's simple as that. Like, that was as corrupt a missed call as I've ever seen. How do you miss that? And literally, and it's not that they missed it in real time, even. It's that they sit there and review it and still don't call it. I mean, that's what is beyond reproach. I can't even grasp it. I can't comprehend what I just saw, that someone with good conscience sat there and said, that's not Pharrell and pass interference. You're a Pharrell and moron. They should be fired from their job because you suck so bad because you're so stupid ass. You can't see that's pass interference. Who gave you that Pharrell and job to begin with, you stupid ass? Honestly, how do you sit there and watch that and not call that pass interference when you have the right to make that call? You have the right in that position, the power to reverse that call, and you don't do it. That is unbelievable to me. That makes me sick to my stomach. There is no point at all in having the red flag anymore for any reason. There's no point in it. There's no point in that stupid rule either. The pass interference, whatever you call it, you get a shot at a pass interference. What are they calling it? It's some new rule.
Reviewing pass interference.
Well, they don't do anything about it. So why have this stupid rule? Have you ever seen them reverse one? I haven't. And if they don't reverse that one, they'll never reverse anything. I guarantee. You know when they'll start reversing it? They'll start reversing calls in the playoffs when the Patriots need a call. They'll be the ones that benefit from it. Mark my words. They get every Pharrell and call in every game to begin with. Am I tripping? Am I imagining things? No, I'm not. I'm telling it exactly like it is. It's unbelievable. It is truly unbelievable watching their games, how they get every call. It is unbelievable. I'm not even making this stuff up. Did you see it? Are you going to sit here and tell me I'm wrong?
No, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. But this is why this whole rule should have never been changed to begin with, that they did. You shouldn't be able to review pass interference, in my mind, and then you're going to go, well, it's only if it's egregious. What the hell does that mean? It's either pass interference or
it isn't.
You're either going to review it or you're not. So you're going to look at the review and go, well, yeah, that was, but it's not. It's not ridiculously bad. We'll let that stand. What the hell are we doing? That's like it's a fumble or it's not a fumble. It's pass interference. It's not pass interference.
They shouldn't even have the rule.
No, don't review it. Don't review it. You overreacted to one play in the championship game. Now you want to backpedal from it and say, well, we don't want to go too much into judgment, so it's only going to be if it's really egregious. Again, who wrote that in the rule book? What does that mean?
It's a joke. And it's so funny to me how every time I turn around, it's the Patriots benefiting from all this stuff. Every time I turn around, it's them. It's almost like it sounds like sour grapes. But it's almost like the whole season's just a waste of time because we're just waiting for them to play in another Super Bowl. Oh, here, the gift wrap it. Here, take it. Meanwhile, there's no way on hell's earth that they were going to lose this game anyway, right? So why not at least call the game legit? Can you at least call the game legit? They're going to win the game either way, right? But can you call the game legit? No, they can't because they're all – let me tell you another problem they got. And here, at the highest level of discrimination here, so I can be clear, I want to be as discriminatory as possible. When I say this, do they have enough fat old guys reffing in the NFL that can't even run with their broken down bodies and wobbly knees and knee braces on? Do they have enough fat guys that are 75 years old reffing the games? Can we get anybody in their 20s that are athletic out there so they can keep up with the plays instead of missing every call, instead of they can't see because they're so blind? You can quote me on that too. And then when they review it, they got these corrupt mother Farrellers sitting in New York that are completely on the take for the Patriots, making every crappy call in the world. They have the stockpile of horse-ass refs in the NFL. And the NBA is worse. The NBA is even worse. The NBA, I repeat, is even worse because you watch an NBA game, you better have oxygen nearby because if you're betting on NBA games, you'll lose your mind with the calls they make in the NBA. It's one bad call after the next. As for 3 hours, literally nothing but bad calls. At least in the NFL, they wait 5 minutes in between their crappy calls.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.